AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A huge winter storm could bring catastrophic damage, widespread power outages, and affect about 160 million Americans. It's forecast to reach from the Rockies to the Carolinas and New England over the next few days. President Trump says the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group is moving closer to Iran. Speaking aboard Air Force One yesterday, Trump said,
"You know, we have a lot of ships going that direction, just in case. We have a big flotilla going in that direction, and we'll see what happens."
Activists report that Iran's crackdown on nationwide protests has killed more than 5,000 people. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, a huge demonstration against federal immigration enforcement is planned for today. The vice president yesterday had a message to local officials in Minnesota.
In Minnesota, Vice President J.D. Vance is blaming the far left for turmoil over the White House's deportation campaign.
"I understand there is frustration of the chaos. I'd say that we're doing everything that we can to lower the temperature."
Vance defended ICE agents.
"Whenever you have a law enforcement operation, even if 99.99% of the guys do everything perfectly, you're going to have people that make mistakes. That is the nature of law enforcement."
One agent shot and killed a woman in Minneapolis. Vance is urging local officials to cooperate. He was asked about the detaining of a 5-year-old boy and his father.
"The father ran. So the story is that ICE detained a 5-year-old. Well, what are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to let a 5-year-old child freeze to death? Are they not supposed to arrest an illegal alien in the United States of America?"
They were taken to a detention facility in Texas. Officials at the boy's school say he was used as bait to catch the father, who has applied for asylum. I'm Ed Donahue.
More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. An original screenplay beat out all the others in Oscars nods this year.
As Oscar-nominated actress Danielle Brooks and actor Lewis Pullman announced this year's Oscar nominees, one thing became clear. It would be a salute to the movie Sinners. Best Original Screenplay.
And Sinners, written by Ryan Coogler.
Editing.
And Sinners.
Cinematography.
Sinners.
Actor in a leading role.
Michael B. Jordan in Sinners.
Best Picture.
Sinners.
In all, Ryan Coogler's blue-steeped vampire epic Sinners led with 16 nominations, setting a record for the most in Oscar history. The father-daughter revolutionary saga, one battle after another, The Favorite coming into the nominations, trailed in second with 13 nominations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.